is the Biggs and Barr Show.
On Shay 106. Hey, good morning. It's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
Happy Easter Monday, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So kids are off in all government jobs.
Right, so no one's working at all.
Yeah, very few people.
Just kidding. We know there's people working.
Not a ton of you, though. But Jason, you were off Thursday, because you had your eyeballs carved out.
That's right.
And now you're sitting on us with your cool guy shades over there.
Yeah, because it's pretty bright in this room.
It's tough to look at you, I got to be honest. Well, not really.
On a good day, it's tough to look at me.
That's accurate.
And then you've added your ponytail again.
Yeah.
I thought you guys would like it. I completed the whole douchebag look.
Yeah, you need a gold chain. Not a nice one, a really thin one.
A fake one.
Yeah.
Not even real gold.
Yeah. But you had eye surgery on Thursday.
Yeah, I went to Herzig Eye Institute here in Ottawa, which they're very nice people. They do a great job. And I had eye surgery.
And now when you're fully healed, which will take a while, like you're healed, but you still have the drops and stuff you put in.
Yeah.
Make everything bright.
Yeah,
bright.
They say you're fully healed about a month.
Yeah. Then you'll have 20/20 or better vision.
Well, right? I do have better than 20/20 vision, like when they test it right now.
Bionic man over here.
I was amazed.
Yeah.
I really was. Like within that surgery in total took like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Pretty crazy what science can do when you actually let it, you know? Now, the first time you, I want to know how was that first post shower, like when you could see yourself fully focused? Like,
yeah, it wasn't great. I'll be honest. I cranked the heat up. And made it steam up so I couldn't see. You're not supposed to, like, in the first week or so, you're not supposed to shower with your eyes open anyway.
Oh, okay.
If you're facing the water, so that I kept my eyes closed.
Kept your eyes shut the whole time.
Yeah.
You open your eyes when you're facing the water?
No, you just have to make sure that you don't, like, get water in your eyes. That's all. So you keep
your eyes closed. When you put your head down, with the water in your head, you don't open your eyes?
I guess like that, but when he said facing the water, I pictured him looking at the shower head with water flying into his eyes.
Well, you gotta get clean eyeballs.
No, you just, like, if you're facing it, it's like hitting your chest or something like that. Yeah.
I can imagine. I was like, I've been showering wrong. Yeah.
You just want me to describe myself in the shower to you, don't you?
I think, there's been way too much shower
time. You got me.
All right, so aside from the glasses when it's bright and some drops, you're clear though, right?
Yeah.
You're good.
Good to go.
All right. We told everyone you were blind for a little bit.
And then the people at Herzig probably wouldn't appreciate that all.
Well, we didn't know.
We didn't say Herzig. We didn't say where. We kept that out of the conversation.
No, they're great. And I probably was blind for about a minute or so while they were doing the surgery.
But you're good. Everything's good.
Yeah, it was great. I would recommend anyone get it done. What's that?
Any superpowers come along with it?
Like, no, I was disappointed. I didn't have lasers actually shoot out of my eyes.
Yeah.
I kept trying. I was like, but no, you can't do it. I just farted.
Through walls or like see the future, like nothing like that. No benefits at all.
The future I had been able to see for some time.
And it's just blackness. It wasn't dark. Just dark anyways.
It wasn't a great future. So.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Thanks.
And, you know, we'll deal with looking at you wearing douchey sunglasses for the next few weeks. But
if I put my mask on, like, it covers up basically all of my face. You guys should be happy.
Yeah. That's a bonus, I guess. We'll take that as a plus one for us.
All right.
Plus Jason's face. Until you heal, then we have to see all your face.
That's right.
All
I'm just going to stare at you with steely blue eyes. With my come hither eyes.
Yeah.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Brought to you by GreenTech, your local John Deere dealer. Well, Ontario, the province, expected to reveal 2 days' worth of COVID-19 stats today. They did not report yesterday because it was Easter Sunday.
I'm calling 7,000. Under. What are you guys calling?
Probably under that.
Under that, yeah, I think
so? Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we did get numbers in Ottawa on the weekend. We saw 240 cases of COVID on Saturday and another 198 today, so... Dr. Bira Etches, the chief medical officer here in Ottawa, said that the curve has only worsened 2 weeks after moving into the red control zone. No kidding.
Yeah.
If you're unaware, Ontario moved into a gray zone shutdown on Saturday morning. So additional restrictions on public and private gatherings and closures of gyms and all that stuff. Toronto cops, you guys see this, investigating an alleged case of stunt driving in North York. Happened early yesterday morning. There's a video going around. It shows people pouring like some flammable substance in a large circle on the road and then setting it on fire.
Yeah.
And then they do donuts inside the flaming circle. And then when the cops show up, they like jump on top of the cars and stuff.
It was straight up like gasoline.
Yeah, it was gas they poured?
Yeah. There's a ridiculous video of a guy like walking in the circle and just dumping it out onto the road.
So
and like
absurd.
Inches away from his feet and pants. And
all for the gram.
I guess.
All for the gram, man.
Or the talk.
Yeah.
Your Ottawa Senators look to continue winning in Winnipeg after beating the dastardly Montreal Canadiens 6-3 on the weekend. Habs trying to get back in the win column to host the Oilers. Go Oilers. Flames and Leafs will meet again in Calgary. Toronto won 4-2 last night. Raptors back in Florida, ready to host the Washington Wizards. They're coming off their franchise best 53-point win over Golden State on Friday. There will be a crowd in the stands when the Blue Jays hit the field in Arlington, Texas today. They're visiting the Rangers, who will play their first regular season game in front of fans at their new stadium. Now they have a capacity of 40,000 people, and they are the only stadium in the majors that is not curbing the number of fans allowed at games. So could be 40,000 deep in that baseball stadium.
Did you hear they did in Georgia? They pulled the All-Star game from Georgia baseball.
Okay.
Because they've changed the voting rules in Georgia basically to not let blacks to vote. They made it really difficult. Yeah, well, the Republicans are in control, so the Major League Baseball yanked the All-Star game out of Georgia.
Good. Yeah. Good for them.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sunny today, a little bit windy, high of 14 degrees, and tomorrow sunny and 15, and Wednesday sunny and 17. Looking pretty nice start to the week. Right now it's 3, and that's the latest.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show. Shay Stave.
Hey, it's us. excuse me.
Was that an apple you were eating?
Yeah, apple and coffee mix made like a phlegm wall in the back of my throat. It's nice.
Delicious phlegm wall.
Who doesn't like a good old-fashioned phlegm wall, eh? Yeah? we got a lot to get through. Our friend Robert called.
Yes, he has a question, I guess, about local bylaws, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not... we're all curious of why this is a question more than the question.
Yeah.
But and then late last week, there was a viral video that came out of Vancouver. We missed it. And some anti-maskers clashing with some cyclists. So two groups of people we generally don't enjoy.
The guy talking was pretty calm.
It sounds exactly like Tom Green when you hear him, when you really listen to him. It does. But it's not. But we'll play that too coming up on Shay 106.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Dougie Ford song is just missing big business in there. There's a video that went viral late last week. It's out of Vancouver. It's getting a lot of attention across the world because it involved an anti-masker with a bullhorn doing, you know, cool, look at me, I'm the cool rebel video, driving down the street, yelling at people wearing masks. And then a cyclist who was also not wearing a mask had it with him. And
used his bike as a weapon.
Yeah, used his bike to. Well, here, we'll play it. Here, listen.
You're all doing a great job. Keep wearing those masks, guys.
We're trying to wake people up because you've been psyoped. We love you, people. But you've been psychologically. You're literally been psyoped. Wow. Okay, are you happy now?
Yeah.
We're trying to wake you people up over here.
It's so calm.
Yeah.
It's got his window smashed by a bicycle.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. That's a pretty good edit on the I saw the original video.
Okay.
It goes on for a while, and the cyclist comes and tells him. He's like, man, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, stop. No, you're being lied to. And he just keeps going in his face, and then they do a little tug and war on the megaphone for a bit, and then the guy in the car is such a wuss. He's like, get out of here, man. We'll call... Meanwhile, he's yelling at everybody, and then he tells his buddy to drive away, and then he doesn't drive away, and then he runs at the car with the bicycle and smashes the window.
Two of
society's
historically annoying people with bullhorns and people and cyclists. I mean,
so who am I supposed to
cyclist
feel good for?
Feel good for? Or feel like who are you supposed to hate?
Is it the bullhorn guy?
Yes.
He's telling people not to wear masks.
And that we've been lied to and stop feeding into the lies.
And the cyclist, who normally I'm wary of,
But he's not wearing a mask either.
Oh. But he doesn't have to be.
He's exercising.
I guess, yeah.
He's outside, yeah.
He's still a cyclist, though. Let's come on.
And he's just had enough and uses $10,000 bike to smash through the side window of someone's car.
This guy has a right to drive down the street and say what he wants.
Sure.
But he's still a loser.
Just because you don't like what he says, it doesn't matter. Just because you don't like what he says doesn't mean you can throw a bike through his windshield.
I understand that. But who are we supposed to feel bad for?
Yeah, like, I don't really feel...
The cyclist. You're supposed to feel bad for the cyclist?
Not feel bad. I'm supposed to cheer for the cyclist.
Yeah, whose side am I on here? Yeah. I don't know.
Cheering for a guy who threw a bike through another guy's window.
Yeah, more guys like that guy need to be punched in the face. Telling everybody, I hate those people. I hate those people. Tyranny!
Yeah. It is a weird stance to have, that a mask is what's crossed the line for you with government control, and they basically control everything else about your life. But
right,
mask,
so like when the cops showed up to the scene after the window was smashed, they're like, can I see your license and registration?
Of course.
No, I don't have one.
Well, let me look at your license plate. Oh, you've got your sticker.
Sticker.
You're abiding by all the other rules.
And you were wearing your seatbelt. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. But the mask, that's it.
And then you called us for help.
It is.
You go ahead and be free, sir. Yeah. You go ahead.
But don't throw bikes through people's windows.
No, of course.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Of course. Okay. But maybe just flick that guy in the eyeball. Say, stop it. Well, they put a giant light in front of the screen I can't see what's happening.
Oh, I see.
Literally put it. We're getting cameras in the studio, so you can see our beautiful faces every day.
But it's right in your path.
It's literally blocking. I had moved it, and somebody else decided they didn't like where it was. Probably somebody on the weekend who has nothing to do with the lights, but whatever. Decided to move it right in front of my screen.
Well, I'll go move it for you. Are you trying to see that that we're going to play Offspring?
Is that what's next?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Maybe I should go throw a bike through their window once I find out who did it.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
So, it's our friend Robert.
Yeah, you guys know Robert.
He calls all the time. For all our contests. Yeah. Does a great, oh yeah. It's no secret. He likes a drinky poo.
He's told us.
And we've actually been concerned about him a few times, to be straight honest.
He's not concerned, though. He's
but here he is again, and he left us this on the weekend. And it's just an interesting question, and we want to know why he's asking this question. But here's our friend Robert.
Hey, Big Bar, Chota. Anyway, you're talking about poo stories. How come my dog, a cat, and anything else can sight, and a human can't? Anyway.
So, just in case you missed that.
Yeah.
He says, how come a dog and a cat and anything else can take a poop outside, but a human can't?
Right. This is his question. He gets,
a little more into it.
I never did about it. Maybe a fight in the court. Well, we're animals, aren't we? Like a dog, a cat, and whatever. Anyway, have a good day.
So, yeah, we're animals. Yeah, we are technically. But I'm not sure why that's like a problem for you, Robert. Like, why did you feel you needed to call us?
I think because we were telling a couple stories the other day, and then a lady called in about having to go on the beach or whatever in Cuba.
Yes.
So now he wants to know why it's okay for animals to poop outside, but not people.
Like, don't be embarrassed, I think. Yeah.
Like, I was trying to figure out if it was... His call was not only related to the calls we got, but maybe an incident he had.
Well, that's what I'm trying to think.
Maybe he was admonished.
Yeah, like how often does he need to do that? Like when it's an emergency situation, everybody's understanding. It's gross, but everybody's understanding.
Yeah, even a cop would understand. Yeah. Like, dude, I got caught short. I had to go in the bushes.
Yeah. Sorry. But I mean.
But like on someone's lawn or something may not be the.
Yeah.
Like you'd want to hide a bit.
Look at my dog, a cat, and anything else. And a human can't. Anyway, I never did about it. Maybe a fight in the court. Well, we're animals, aren't we?
Yeah. I guess, technically we're all animals, but...
We
have the ability to go indoors, most of us.
Who's going to walk behind me, though, and pick up my poop? For my dog.
I think you have to pick up your own.
Oh, you have to pick up your own.
Oh, okay.
Well, then why not just go to a bathroom? if I have to carry it somewhere anyways.
That's a great point. I just don't. Like, I've had this bathroom situation pretty much mastered for some time. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah, I think everybody with Robert is okay with Jamie's a bit off. Yeah, but that's not his fault.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
like, I don't choose. I'm not like, I'm going to go out on John's lawn. You know?
I think there's a part of you kind of likes
it. Yeah, I think he's a little quicker to pull the trigger on
well, because I realize it's not that big of a deal to go in the woods if you have to go and there's no bathroom close.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, you're more comfortable. You're desensitized to the the whole situation.
Hold on here.
What?
Happy Easter. Have a nice day in mind.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. Good you added that. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Good. Maybe next time he calls, we'll... Yeah.
I'd like to find the neighborhood he lives in so I can make sure I'm looking down if I'm walking through it.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
How many eggs do you guys hide inside yourself so you could squat down on later and lay them?
None. Myself, none. No.
No, didn't put a... Would have been a good weekend for an Easter egg hunt, though, because you could have done it outside. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, around the yard. The outdoor ones are always better.
Sorry.
What?
I laugh, like, because children, whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, they're not smart yet. And so someone, like a friend on Instagram, they just, like, just took the big plastic eggs, like the size of a normal egg, and just basically probably took five in their hand and chucked them in the backyard and then send the kid to just go pick them up. Like, they're not hidden at all. Then everyone cheers and they hold it up and everything. And they just That's amazing. Oh, my God. Like, so simple. Yeah.
Point is, kids are stupid. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. That's why he hits them with carts.
Yeah.
How can I get ahead in life? Tired of barely getting by. Well, I mean, if you if debt is your problem, you could always call our friends at Ginsburg Gingras.
Yeah.
They can help you consolidate your debt.
If life is your problem,
I don't know.
Yeah,
you have to. We don't. We need to know more about your life. Like, are you spending money on things that are unnecessary? You know.
Yeah, like living beyond your means.
Did you make some really poor choices early, so you don't have the options of doing anything else? I don't know. It's most people are just getting by.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's on an emotional level or a financial level, you're not alone, man. Like, a lot of people are just getting by.
So don't feel so bad about it.
The cost of living compared to salaries is the most unbalanced it's been maybe in, like, since the Middle Ages.
I was talking to my to my son about the cost of living and stuff like that. He said since the year 2000, house prices have gone up 160%.
Yeah.
But wages have gone up 7%.
7%.
So that makes it tough.
Well, wages of base salary people, regular salary. CEO salaries have gone up about 400%.
Yeah, they're fine.
So the boomers are taking all the dough, folks, the top end. So. But so you're not alone is what we're saying. Hey, Jamie, is your head that big that your hat doesn't fit properly?
What do you mean?
Jamie's always had trouble finding hats. Have you not?
I got a big head.
Yeah.
You do, yeah. Like, if I put your hat on my head one time and I looked like literally a baby.
Right, but like, is it, like, you know, when you see someone and you're like, well, that guy's got a huge head. I'm pretty proportionate,
I don't look at you and think that you have a giant head.
No.
Like, I was surprised that your hat was that big.
But then if I were to put on your hat, it would sit on top like one of those propeller hats that the kids would wear.
Yeah.
Or the Shriners.
Yeah.
Big head.
Will the sun be beaming today?
Yes.
It will be.
According to the forecast, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, the sun will be beaming.
The sun is just beaming.
Not quite. I can see it in the window reflection here. Just coming. It looks nice.
Did you guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
I had an incident that would made it a little annoying.
Yeah, tell everyone about your incident.
Oh.
Please.
All right. So I have two dogs. One of them is a horse. He's massive. And he's very excitable. And especially because of COVID, he hasn't been able to see a lot of people. But he really gets excited when he sees and really happy. But he's so big.
He's very friendly.
He's super friendly. Yeah, but
too friendly.
Yeah. Like, he knocks people over. He's huge. So we're walking. I tend to walk in where people are not.
Sure.
And I can let him off leash for a bit in the forest. But we're walking down a trail and we're coming out, and the trail is basically a access road at the end with two huge ditches of water on each side. And there was like huge ditches, like massive with reeds growing, like full ditches.
Okay.
And there was a family walking towards me. And so I took Lou, my big guy, and I'm like, sit. And then I, you know, stand over him and hold him.
Sure.
And he's trying to, you know, he's getting excited and I have to keep reminding him, sit down, sit down. And this woman with this child, it's not her fault. It's my dog. I need to control my dog. But let this toddler take no word of a lie. 8 to 9 minutes to walk about 30 feet. Like just slowly holding him. I'm like, pick up your kid. You see, I'm fighting my dog.
Yeah.
That's just ignorant.
Pick up your kid.
Just that's an ignorant. Unaware person.
Like, yeah. I know it's my responsibility, but you could be a helpful human when you see that my dog, all my dog wants to do is lick your child's face. Get your child out of here or I'm going to let him. But anyways, so struggle. I lost my balance. I slid about a foot down this ditch and then fell backwards right into basically a lake of water.
Up to what?
Up to my ribs. Like right up to my ribs. Like my full bottom half was soaked. I was seething. Like
oh, I bet.
I just, and she's still walking slow with her. I'm like, oh.
But she didn't even like ask if you were okay?
Nope. They didn't even comment. I don't know what was going on.
Was she blind?
Nope. They didn't say anything. I mean,
that would explain it.
Now, maybe they were, like, embarrassed for me, which they should have been, because, you know, I was embarrassed.
Or afraid of a giant man and his giant dog.
Yeah, I'm going to stick my dog on you. That's it. Here, go. Go get him. Teach him a lesson. I understand it's my responsibility before people get mad at me. I get it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, be helpful. Like, if I see someone struggling with something, I will do what I can to help them.
Sure.
You can see my dog is doing everything he can to get to you because all he wants to do is get your love. But you have a small child, so I'm, you know,
being a good citizen.
Well, at least it was warm weather and the water was nice and nice and warm.
Sure,
for
it was, it was nice warm.
It was Friday, wasn't it? Wasn't it like it was really cold.
It was cold. It was very, very cold.
Yeah,
and my son thought it was hilarious.
I bet.
Dying laughing.
Yeah. As are we.
It sucked.
I bet. I know how you feel. I pumped gas with no gloves on Friday. Man, terrible. Wow. Just terrible.
Awful.
It was cold.
Awful feeling. It's very cold. Extremely cold. Nothing like slowly sinking because it was like filled with reeds and stuff, right? I slowly sank as I don't know. There's nothing you can do. Like the reeds sort of held me up as I slowly. It was like the longest fall ever. I was just like, oh, I'm going in, eh? Okay. Still going. Oh, it's touching my butt cheeks. And then like 45 minutes later, I stopped falling. Now, the good thing about having a big dog is I can just use him to pull me out.
Sure,
Dick. Anyways.
Well, that's a fun story. Yeah,
that's how my weekend
and
was.
We get to save the clip when you say, oh, it's touching my butt cheeks.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Auto what? Five questions, 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass on anyone and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have our friend Robert on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Robert.
Hey, what's shaking, guys?
You actually made it in.
Oh, I'll be making it in, man.
Robert, have you listened to the whole show today, or did you just join us?
Oh, I'll listen to the whole show. I can hear you talk about earlier about the animals pooping.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll ask you about that later.
All right. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
All right, Robert, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What American city is home to the famous Golden Gate Bridge?
California.
What golf major is this weekend?
Majors.
What rock legend died on this day 27 years ago?
Jimi Hendrix.
What Canadian NHL team is riddled with COVID cases?
Pass.
Would you rather walk 2 kilometers with a blister on your heel or have a small stone in your shoe?
Have a small stone in my shoe.
All right. What Canadian NHL team is riddled with COVID
Minnesota.
Cases?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota.
All right, let's go over your answers.
Boy, Robert.
Robert, would you rather walk 2 kilometers with a blister on your heel or a small stone in your shoe? And you said stone in your shoe. That is the answer I have here.
I think I'd rather go a blister.
Well, you probably get a blister if you had a stone in your shoe. So I think either answer was acceptable.
The stone moves around.
That's the thing, though, but you could maybe move it and squeeze it in between your toes.
You could.
if you had to. You
know? All right, okay.
But now, let's, seeing as how Robert did on the rest of the questions, we'll give him that one.
Okay. All right, yeah, you got that one.
What Canadian NHL team is riddled with COVID cases? You said Minnesota.
Canadian, yes.
It's actually the Vancouver Canucks. That basically everyone has.
20 cases, at least, I think, yeah.
Just players, yeah.
What rock legend died on this day 27 years ago? You said Jimi Hendrix. That is incorrect. It's Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
What golf major is this weekend? You said the majors. So you were close. It's the Masters.
Yeah. The Masters. Yeah.
And what American city is home to the famous Golden Gate Bridge? You said California. That's a state. The correct. San Francisco.
Yeah, you knew, Robert.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
I'm very mellow.
I'll try again tomorrow.
Okay, Robert.
Have a
good one.
No problem.
He's getting out of here before.
Yeah, we asked him about his poo question.
He called in earlier and left a message on the doggy line asking if dogs and cats can poo outside. Why can't he? And
we just want to know where that stemmed from.
Yeah, if it was an incident.
Yeah.
Perhaps some incarceration.
Perhaps.
Maybe a fine.
I'm not sure.
But I'm sure Robert will call again. He would think he's a little disappointed in himself for.
Yeah.
We're only getting one out of five.
So our new city, San Francisco.
Yeah.
What, do you find a slower version of that song possibly? Or
I sped that up.
You sped that up?
That's why
up.
It sounded a little warbly. By 5 seconds, I sped that up.
That was
up.
5 seconds slower.
Oh, wow.
I'll play the original. Hold on.
Yeah. Let's hear it. It's good to focus on the new city a little bit when we started people pay attention and they know that the first question answer will be San Francisco for a while.
It was 16 seconds. Here we go.
What?
I left my heart.
It's been slowed down massively.
Yeah.
So you sped up down.
I don't know.
San Francisco.
Sounds like it was recorded on a potato.
It does. Bad version. I'll get a cleaner version.
Okay. Appreciate it.
To be honest, I downloaded it without hearing it because I wanted to surprise you guys, right?
Well, so you didn't want to play in the room.
100%. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, whatever.
Why was it necessary to surprise us?
Because I like when you're surprised, Chris.
Okay.
Because you're a jolly guy when you're surprised.
I was surprised how bad it was.
Yeah. So was I.
All right. Well, San Fran's the first answer from now on until we change it. So remember that, okay?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And you guys hear about this this building? I believe it's in New York City that is whistling.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how aggravating that would be?
It's a luxury high rise too. Like this ain't a joke. Like, it's like it's $1 million condos and stuff. And I guess whichever way they aimed it. Or the way they designed the balconies is causing a whistle. There's some folks, it's on the news here. There's some folks talking about it here.
Sort of a high pitch.
I think the wind goes through the bars and this is what makes the noise.
It's sort of a whistling noise that crescendos into a high pitched screech. We're hoping that it gets fixed, not just a minor reduction in noise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very noise sensitive. That would drive me insane.
Play the noise again, James.
Just the noise.
When I first got the Jeep, I had the light bar on it, and the light bar used to just scream as I was driving down the street, just the way the wind was going through it. So I had to jimmy up a little piece of rubber, which solved it. So maybe they can just put rubber up on the side of this building.
It's
a little piece.
So aggravating. It's like a train.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. You are so noise sensitive, too. You would have jumped off that one of those balconies
I would have taken it down.
What do you mean? Just taking like just
everyone get out.
Yeah, just demo.
I'm taking this building down. We're going around put saran wrap on everybody's balcony to stop the wind from whistling through. Oh my god.
Jason rents a balcony cleaner trolley saran wrapping the building.
Unfortunately, that's the only audio we have. Short little clip of the thing. That's what we were given here. But fortunately, my connects have come through and we got some exclusive audio.
Oh boy.
As you know, security super high in New York City, right? So they have cameras and microphones everywhere to hear everything.
I love your over explanation.
Well, you don't ever have to explain where you get your fake garbage from.
I'm just saying, and then I have isolated it and taken away like this.
Okay.
This is the building.
Play it.
This is the building whistling.
A
A lot of short gusts that day. Eh? Just a gusty day.
No, I took it out. Like, I took the background noise out.
Oh, I see.
Oh, patience. Nice. Wow. You couldn't even not laugh.
Yeah, did the wind laugh as well?
It's very reverby for like an outdoor wind, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
How would it be like that?
Take it or leave it. I just take what they give me.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, you prick. Animal crackers.
Imagine hearing that all the time.
Yeah, well, I will for the rest of today now that you put that in my head.
Anyway. Yeah, so good work, James. Good. Thank you for that. Don't thank me.
Thank you.
Right. Nothing makes me more excited to come to work on a Monday than having to hear your exclusive audio.
Are you denying that that is exclusive?
I am not.
Nobody has ever denied that it's exclusive.
No one else would play it.
Take it or
leave it. We've denied that whether it's valid or comical or even worth our time, but we will not deny that it is exclusive. You can wear that badge, champ.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo! Text us! 762-555! Text the show! We'll text you back! No, we won't, but we'll answer fast!
Do you always wait for a dotted line to change lanes, or will you change it anytime you're able?
I generally wait, unless I really have to.
Yeah.
These two know I obey all traffic laws. And
well, you generally obey the traffic laws. Sometimes you don't indicate when you should.
Where were we? Where?
What?
The three of us were together, and someone was explaining that the lines don't actually mean anything. They're just recommended.
Not true.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Remember? Do you remember hearing that, though?
Nope.
No. I'm pretty sure the lines mean something. Like, you're not even supposed to turn left into a plaza if there's no broken line there. You're not supposed to. Everybody does, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah. Like, they put those, if it's a two-lane road, they put the solid lines for a reason because your visibility is restricted.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever.
So, I guess it's recommended you don't hit someone else head on.
Yeah, that would be.
Like, I would also recommend that.
Yeah.
Why is my buddy Willis sleeping in the car on the way to work? Because he's tired.
He's not driving. Leave him alone.
Yeah, stop being that guy.
Maybe he had some turkey yesterday. The tryptophan's kicking in.
Right. We all are at fault for this, but I try not to get mad when other people are doing something that I want to do just because they're doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm driving to work today. Yeah. I also wanted to sleep, but I was the driver, so I couldn't.
Like, if he can't help your situation, let him nap. Who cares? Like, what? Let him, you know?
Remember when I had my bum arm like a year ago or whatever, and I couldn't drive? And my wife drove me to work every morning for like a week?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Highly recommended.
You slept in the lane every day?
Yeah. Highly recommended.
I should get my wife to do that.
You have an excuse. Eyes are acting up.
Yes. Yeah.
Even though they're perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine, yeah.
Perfectly fine.
Here's a great question.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Thanks. Hey, man.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing?
Don't you hate when you get to the passing lane and people speed up and then slow down when the lane ends? Yeah, I hate when people are dick drivers. Yeah. I actually experienced a good thing last week. When there was some construction and the lane ended and people were actually letting each other in as they should have, like a zipper, like one car, then the other, then the other. And we all got through in a matter of seconds. It was great. It's fantastic.
Is censorship appropriate when the facts reflect unfavorably on a commercial entity? I don't understand your question.
Well, depends, I guess.
Like, I understand it, but I don't, like, trying to make a political point.
You would need a specific case for that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I guess they're saying if someone spent money on commercials on the radio station and a bad story came up about them, would we still say the story? Yeah, generally we would. Well, if it's a factual story.
Yeah,
like
how bad is the story?
Yeah.
If it's just somebody wrote a bad review,
then no.
We probably won't say it. But if, like, you know, if McDonald's was hiding needles in their ball pit.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Then we'd probably tell you
about it, no matter how much McDonald's
spends. For the record,
spends.
They're not.
No, they're not. No. I was just picking an example.
You never know when people tune.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, is this butter thing real? Yes.
We talked about this butter thing like a month ago.
You mean the fact that it's not spreading properly?
Not spreading it.
Because of the palm oil in the cattle feed?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just really starting to catch on with the greater populace now.
Then yes, it's absolutely
true. It is. Yeah. Apparently the dairy farmers are denying it, but they're going to look into it. If you haven't noticed, if you have real butter, it's not softening even at room temperature as much as it normally would. So right. It's not as easily to spread.
Mm.
So people were real upset, did the research.
Mm-hmm.
It's more palm oil.
I actually don't mind it. I like a bit of a...
I don't like it
like super hard when you get it out of the fridge it's immediately, terrible. But like if you leave it on the counter for too long, it gets too soft.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm. I was bored of this the first time we talked about it.
Well, we better move on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, is butter it really that big a deal? Like, how much... Mm-hmm. You gotta put your butter in the microwave for 10 seconds. Your whole universe grinds to a halt.
Yeah. Better cover the spread on that.
Yeah. I see what you're doing. I see what you're both doing.
Yeah, we'll get your thoughts turning on it.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
It's a very margarine old conversation.
I ruined it.
Margarine.
You guys can wrap this.
All right, that's it. For another edition of...
Thank you. Yeah.
It's an answer question time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, it's the Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning to you. We got a contest we call Best Phone Line Wins. All you have to do is have the clearest phone line. Now, we're going to be very harsh if it's not.
Yeah, so, don't take it personal. It's just your phone's problem.
If you are a sensitive or brittle person, do not call us. That's all. Okay?
Let's get to it. Let's go from the bottom up.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Get out.
Your phone line is...
Don't even want to know your name.
Absolutely awful.
Don't care.
But thank you for
don't
calling.
Don't care.
Can I tell you guys something? We're looking for possibly $16 million phone line.
Okay.
Oh, because of the lottery pack we're giving
on. Wow.
Right, nice. Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this? Hello?
Good morning.
Well, that's a pretty clear line. What's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff?
How do you spell that?
With a J, of course.
Oh, okay.
One F, right?
One F or two?
Two F. Okay. Come on.
Okay. Regular Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah, I was trying to trick you.
Jeff! Jeff!
All right, it's way better than the first one.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hang on.
Keep you on hold.
Just hang on, Jeff.
I just drooled saying Jeff. I got really into it. All right, that was solid. I mean, not great. Like mind-blowing, but
I'd be surprised if it stuck out to be the winner. But
hey,
so far, yeah.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay. This is Best Phone Line Wins. Who's this?
Hello?
Oh!
Who are you? Clear.
Lee?
Lee.
Are you sure it's Lee, or are you questioning it?
No, it's Lee. Okay. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me.
Oh, yeah, no, warbly, no, fellas. No.
What? Are you in like a big hall or something?
I'm in a workshop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like his phone line's solid enough we can hear the reverb. That's a pretty good phone line.
Pretty good phone line. All right, Lee, hold on.
Pretty good phone line, man. Stop making faces, James. That's a decent phone line.
Right. Was.
Let's go line one here.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Good morning, guys.
Oh.
Not bad. A little hairy.
A little fur on that one.
What's your name there, fella?
Renee.
Ah. Renee.
Yeah, they're going to have to let you go, Renee. There's
not as hairy.
All right.
It's like a peach.
He understands, though.
Friendly
see, that's
fella.
The kind of contestant we want. He gets
Thanks,
it.
Renee.
He gets it. Doesn't take it personal.
We're looking for a nectarine that's a peach. It's close, but it's got hair on it, right? Let's go one more.
Yeah, sure. Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
This is Paul. Is this Best Phone Line Wins?
Yours might be the worst one we've ever heard.
God. Lord.
But sorry, Paul. It's not going
to
work today.
Is there a way to inject glass into a sound and then put it in your ears?
He did.
Yeah. That's just what that man did.
All right. Well, his was so bad, let's go one more.
Okay. Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Best Phone Line Wins. Who's this?
Hey, it's Trevor.
Trevor.
You know what, man? Like,
are you calling from a culvert?
Yeah.
With water flowing
you
under
you?
You
got your window open. You're calling on Bluetooth. You know people can't hear you when you call them regularly. Why are you calling us?
You got someone in the passenger seat going...
You've called people before on this garbage phone, and people have said to you, what? And then you think you're going to call us on this contest?
Now you've made Chris upset.
And skate through?
So we're going to give it to Lee or what?
Well, we got to hear them again.
Okay, let's go to Lee. He's on two. There you go.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Do we have a phrase for Lee?
What's in the news? What do we got? Something topical. You got something topical, James? You want to talk about your stupid butter
Easter
gate again?
Eggs.
We're over Easter
bunny eggs. Well, that's Easter's topical. Oster. It's still...
Oster.
Yeah, see, you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Shut up. Say Easter bunny eggs.
All right.
Go.
Easter bunny eggs.
Okay, pretty good. Okay, hold on, Lee. Let's go with Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
No, it's two Fs.
Easter bunny eggs.
Oh, damn it. I don't know.
It's a different type of quality.
It's Lee for sure. It's got to be Lee.
You guys were drooling over me.
Yeah, no, there's a bit of hair on your phone.
It's because we were saying your name funny.
Yeah. You distracted us with your name. All right.
All right, Lee,
let you go.
Okay,
yeah. Lee's the winner. Lee is the winner right there.
Congratulations, Lee. You're the winner.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Phone. Yeah, it's a pretty good phone.
It's a great phone line.
I can hear the reverb in the room. I mean,
$649, $100 and $649 tickets.
Oh, that's pretty good. $16 million.
$16 million.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah. No. It's actually, yeah.
Neither will we when you give us each $1 million.
Is it 13?
Yeah, we can work something out.
All right, there you go.
Okay, hey, big phone. Shut up. Meet this guy.
Hey, big phone.
All right, hold on.
Is it 13 or $16 million, Jamie?
It's 16, but it's going to be 13 when he gives us each $1 million.
Oh, right. Okay.
I see.
I forgot that was in our contract.
Clearly.
Yeah. Anything else you want to be rude to me about this morning?
Rude to me?
Yeah. You told me to shut up?
Yeah, because you were being rude. Oh, I'm not even going to fight with you. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
No, I'm not even worth it.
It's not worth it anymore.
I'm not even worth it.
It's not worth it.
Just
anymore.
Insulting you left and right, eh, Chris?
That's not all he's doing,
it.
Eh?
It's yes. Not worth it.
I know you're wearing your garbage headphones, but turn your mic down. You're making my ears
bleed.
You're
making
my
ears bleed. I can't hear myself.
I know
loud.
You can't.
Yeah.
Because you're using communal headphones, which have now vanished because somebody took your headphones back, and you have to wear your stupid ones that play noise on the outside of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to the guy who gave me for free, but...
It's been a decade. Buy a pair of headphones!
Oh, give me a raise. I know it's not up to you.
Shame on us. The Biggs and Bar
Show. The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Bar Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
What do we got this fine morning there, Jamethy?
Well, Topher, we got a fella here whose girlfriend, I guess, has enlightened him in a different pasta-enjoying experience.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, boys, just want to know your thoughts. You know, ever since I knew I would always put cheese on my pasta, like after I made it, I'd make the pasta sauce and then I put cheese on it at the end. But ever since I've been with my girlfriend, she's put cheese in the sauce before. And then we just have this big, cheesy, saucy mess that we just pour all over, and it's been amazing. So, like, I've converted. Anyways, let me know what your guys' thoughts are. What do you do? Riveting, I know. Yeah. But anyways, it's pasta. I'm excited.
I've had it both ways.
Yeah, like, either or is fine.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
I do like a super cheesy sauce when you mix the...
Not everyone likes cheese on it, right?
No.
That would be the problem there.
Right. You don't like raw cheese. Do you like cheese on your... Do you
love
put
it.
Little Parmesan?
Oh, my God.
It's
melted, right?
The most.
Yeah. The most?
Yeah, I put so much.
Yeah.
I've never actually tried it, like, before you even, like... No.
While you're mixing the sauce, you just dump in...
No, I get it, yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah. Sounds good.
It's not really groundbreaking. Like
no, it's not. It's not. But, most people don't do it because, like Jamie said, you want to make sure everyone wants cheese in there.
Well, it's also fun, like, when you go to a restaurant and someone comes by and said, would you like some Parmesan on your thing? I'm like, yeah, dust my wets. Let's go.
So is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Dust my wets?
Yeah, and then they give you a funny look, and you're like, no, dust my wets. Keep going. Try it.
I've never heard that term before.
Dust your wets? No.
No.
I want some Parmesan? Yeah, absolutely. Dust the wets. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to use that from now on.
Yeah.
It does no harm.
No.
It communicates what you want and makes you feel happy when you say it.
It sounds vulgar, but it isn't.
Yeah. No, dust my wets, man.
Yeah.
Want a little fresh cracked pepper on your Caesar salad? Absolutely. Yeah. Dust my wets.
Yeah.
It can be used for cheese or pepper.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in. I'm in. What else do you got, James?
We got from cheese to trees, a suggestion for this week's tops.
Oh, wow. Okay. We are hitting that hot topic.
Sure.
Segue
right
there. Hey, boys, I think I got your next
tops for the week, and it just comes about the right time as the trees are blossoming. You should talk about the best trees we got in the world. You know, you got trees with really sad names that look beautiful, like the weeping willow. Trees that give you ooey gooey goodness, like the maple tree. Trees that absolutely smell delicious, like the pine. Let me know what you think. Stay safe, boys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
He said the trees.
He loves trees. You got to play him saying, suggesting trees the first time. He is like that.
Is what, I've never heard that, somebody that excited about it.
Tops for the week, and it just comes about the right time as the trees are blossoming. You should talk about the best trees.
Yeah, he, like, he loves it.
Talk about the best trees.
He loves trees so much, we might have to dust his wets.
Yeah.
Disgusting. What are you doing to those trees?
There are, hey, I prefer some trees to others. No,
100%. I mean, is it going to make our tops list this week? I'm not sure. About
I don't
that.
Know. I don't know.
But you don't know.
Yeah.
You're just
you
not
don't.
Sure.
You don't know.
I do love the scent of pine.
We will throw it in
like
there.
Ooey gooey goodness, like the maple tree. Yeah.
He loves trees.
Man.
That's great. I think you're right, though. I think his wets need to be dusted.
Yeah, he has an unnatural affinity towards trees.
Yeah, there's a little too much. I mean, like the right height of hole in a tree right. might get him.
No, down lower, Mr. Woodpecker. Down lower.
a little, Jesus. I'm just saying.
I don't want a stool.
That was, there's a lot of love for trees there, that's all. That's
never heard. The best trees.
Never heard anyone love trees that much.
All right. Well, we'll keep it under consideration for sure.
Just goes to show. You can call the Dougie Lion about anything. 613-216-3849. And on a slow day, we might play yours.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Questions are needed via your texting. Feeded.
762-555. You can text us any question you like.
Did you just play the Windows shutdown sound effect like my brain did?
No, that's
no. I got an email.
Okay,
from Chio.
Oh yeah,
$756,912 is the 50-50.
Wow,
so that's the take home.
Wow, yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's nice. And don't forget, all our proceeds from our Shea Stafe for April are going to the Chio Autism Program.
That's right.
We got a special Chio shirt. Autism shirt for the drive. All of which you can find on our website. Go buy some stuff. Help the autism program at Chio.
And then before or after you do that, you can text us. 762-555.
Please. Any question. We know there's not a lot of folk out today. We're sitting here watching the empty roads. The occasional car or two rolling by. But
there was a douche in a bright white
sports car.
Dodge Ram.
Oh.
And
sorry.
He was turning left at the intersection there, and he squealed his tires so hard.
He's the coolest guy.
So cool.
He's the coolest.
You're hard pressed to find someone cooler than that.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I don't even think we're allowed to speak his name. He's that cool. If we knew it, you can't.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Your face just implodes from the frozen coldness of his coolness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember that time when the guy pulled into our parking lot here, left a whole bunch of tire burns and then left?
They're still there.
We have no idea why to this day.
Nope.
Why he was so mad.
I don't even think he was listening to us because we were saying, look up if you're listening. And he didn't even budge his head. No. So
one of the others, he was mad at somebody else.
He's probably mad at the country station. Robin probably said something really provocative.
Yeah.
Because that's what Robin.
Yeah, Robin's a provocative
guy. Mr. Provocative.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know. Oh, by the way, Texas questions.
Yeah, 762-555. Anything you want.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
How many Neanderthals had to lick rocks before we discovered salt? I'm assuming a lot.
I don't know. Like,
well, why would you think of putting smashed rock into your food? what I mean? Like, it's a lot of things.
I guess you'd probably see animals licking it.
Probably.
Okay. Like, hey, what's that about?
Yeah.
And then you go lick it too.
Delicious.
Like, how many people, I always think, how many people had the scoots? Or the runs from eating uncooked chicken and stuff like that. Or do you think their bodies were, it was different. They weren't.
Even before we learned to cook food?
To cook food, to cook meat.
All sorts of things. Even like, how did you know what, like, to put milk in your mouth, From an animal.
Oh, from my mom. Yeah. My babies.
Yeah, but from so. from another animal. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Weird. Or like if you do any Asian cooking, like who invented fish sauce? It's just disgusting rotted fish oil, and someone thought, I'm going to eat this.
Yeah,
that smells terrible, but when it's kind of in something, changes.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aliens, man. Aliens it's, helped us with everything.
You know what? Maybe.
Yeah. Who in the room has pooped their pants the most?
Well, I never have, like as an adult.
I'm no, sure I don't think I have as an adult either. I'm just trying to, I was going to be totally honest and think of, I mean, I've come real close, but.
I have excellent sphincter control. I don't.
So Jamie just had a default. Yeah, I mean, Jamie has a bad tummy.
Yeah.
But like actually my pants. Yes. Because just the one time when I had to.
Oh, when you had to wash it sick. In the Burger King washroom?
On I-4 in Florida. In, yeah.
Yeah, you had to wash your underwear in the Burger King thing.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just, it's still the question, why didn't you just throw
because
it out?
Because we were heading, right. I'll tell you. You want to know why?
I've been on I-4 in Florida. There's stores everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was because, but it was a holiday.
Oh.
And we were going to an amusement park.
Right.
And all I had was like a bathing suit.
Uh-huh.
Just because whatever, it was light and airy, wasn't feeling great. And then I'm like, I can't walk around in a bathing suit all day. You know how chafed I would have been?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but you know how chafed I would have been. Yeah. Like, so I'm like, I need to wear the underwear. So I washed it, and we did up the back window, so it hung out the window.
You
and
hung
drove.
Your underwear out the window to
How
dry.
How else do you expect it to dry, Chris?
Well, the dash, I guess.
The hand dryers in the bathroom.
What, do I have an hour?
I don't know. You have time to poop yourself and clean your underwear in the sink, so I figured you'd have time to dry it.
Anyway. And it dried just fine.
All right.
That's why I didn't just throw them out.
Hey, guys, we got a question about the sun.
Oh, yeah.
What is the sun doing today?
Oh, guys.
Let's take a peek.
Let's take a look.
The sun is just a beaming.
It sure is.
Just bought a house and I'm broke. What's a good way to make extra money?
Well,
if we knew, we'd be doing it.
There's tons of ways to make extra money. Not all of them legal.
Well, yeah, there are illegal ways.
I mean, you could get a side job. Sure. And that would be legal. There's lots of places hiring right now.
How much time you got? How much time does your current job take? Is your current job from home? Can you do other stuff from home? Do you like driving?
I suppose you could grow a healthy amount of weed and hope not to get caught. That would be an illegal
Stop
way to
Stop pushing
do
illegal things.
I said
the
get a job.
You brought up illegal
I said
things.
Get a job
it's
on
funny.
The side.
Like normally the automatic thing was, go be a male stripper or whatever. Go be a stripper. But now because of COVID, no
you
way.
Can,
What do you guys think of the idiots that are lighting the roads on fire in Toronto over the weekend and gathering what looks like 100 at least? Well, yeah, idiots.
Well, that's it. Yeah. You said it.
I mean, we've all done some, I can't speak for these two.
Yes. Dumb
I've
things.
Done some very stupid things
in
my life.
I've done
extremely
stupid
things.
Absolutely
stupid things.
But never did I think lighting a street on fire and doing donuts was cool. Never.
And then jumping on cop cars when they came to.
No.
Never. Never. Like, I've run from the police, but when they caught me, I was totally respectful once they caught me. Because that's the best way to be.
Yeah.
Jumping on cop cars, probably not going to end your night well.
No. That's always a catalyst for bad results.
Being super polite. Look who has no charges. Look at this guy
over
here. Look at this guy. No record. Look at this guy.
Well, when you got as much money as Chris, you get off with stuff.
I didn't have money as a youth. I had to build my drug empire first to buy my 7 houses. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.